Now verse 4, and he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun riseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. Now listen to David here. This is one of the more remarkable statements that David made. You'll recall that back in 2 Samuel, the 7th chapter, I said that is one of the great chapters of the Bible. It's God's covenant with David. God said, I'll bring in your line one. And that is the same one that God had promised to Eve in the Garden of Eden. The same one that God promised to Abraham, renewed the covenant to Isaac and Jacob. It's the same one that Moses talked about, Joshua talked about him, and now we find David having had this covenant made with him by the Lord. Verse 5, although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is my salvation, and all my desire, although he made it not to grow. Now, what David is saying is simply this. My house is not worthy of this. We didn't get this by merit. It's not because of who I am. If he'd got what was his just deserts, God had never made a covenant with him. Of course not. And he wouldn't have saved you, friends, or me, if it had been on the basis of merit. Yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. Now, God's covenant with us is John 3:16. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, and he says, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. I hold on to that. God made that covenant. I never asked him to make it. He made it. He didn't make it because of who we are. He didn't wait for me to make a suggestion. He did it 1,900 years ago. He says, here it is, take it or leave it. I take it, by the way. I rest upon that. Now, he says, it's ordered in all things, and sure, you can depend on God. And David says, this is my salvation. Well, God's covenant with me is my salvation. And it's what I desire, my friend. That should be the desire of the believer's heart, although he made it not to grow. Now, we move on down here, and we're given a catalog of the mighty men of David. Verse 8, it says, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. And these are the men that you will recall came to David during the time that he was exiled. Now, in our notes that we're sending out, or have sent out for 2 Samuel, and I trust you have them for 1 and 2 Samuel, we have there a message, and to me it's the high point of this entire area concerning David. It's water from the well at Bethlehem. Well, what is that? Well, it's when David was being driven by Saul, an outcast, hunted like a partridge, as he says, and having to hide in the dens of the earth, there came to him those that were in distress. They were persecuted. And they were oppressed by Saul, and they came to David. And we have here others that came that got in debt, and they couldn't pay their debt. And others were just discontented, bitter of soul, and they came to David. And that's the way you come to Christ, if you recognize that you're in distress today. And then a debt, the debt of sin. He canceled that debt of sin for us. And are you discontented with life? If you're living it up, friends, and you're a swinger and you're doing all right, I guess I don't have any message for you at all. But if you are discontented, down deep in your soul, you want to be saved. You want to have fellowship with God. Down deep in your heart, you want this guilt complex satisfied, and you want satisfaction in your life. You come to Christ, he'll make it up. Now, these men came to David like that. And these men are outstanding. They did many very wonderful things. I mentioned one or two of them here.